Black Lives Matter wants to do, the movement wants to do, and who will get hurt the most? Well, black kids. We'll talk about it with the former Secretary of Education in Virginia.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids, another shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign. Trump has named Breitbart executive Stephen Bannon as his campaign's chief executive. Pollster Kellyanne Conway is now campaign manager. Paul Manafort stays on as chairman. Trump himself, meanwhile, was delivering a law and order speech in Wisconsin last night.
It was also an attempt to reach out to the African-American community. Donald Trump, when he took the stage here, he talked about the violence plaguing inner cities. He said that the violence is an assault on all citizens who try to live in peace. He talked about most of the victims when we see things like what we saw in Milwaukee or in Ferguson or in Baltimore. He talked about most of the victims being African-Americans. And he says that Hillary Clinton shares responsibility for the unrest that we've seen in American cities.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Russia's defense ministry says its warplanes have taken off from Iran for another day of airstrikes on ISIS in Syria. The Speaker of Iran's parliament says, though, Russia does not have a permanent military base in Iran. Iran's allowing Russian warplanes to take off from its territory to bomb targets in Syria was an unprecedented move, however. The new interim mayor of Fairfax will be sworn in later this morning. Last night, the city council named former councilman Stephen Stombrace to take the interim position until a special election. As to that, Fairfax City Council member John Staley says,
our election officials did a great job laying out a detailed sheet of what our options were, and we came to a conclusion that February 7th, pending court approval, will be the special election.
Staley spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Former Fairfax Mayor Scott Silverthorne resigned after his arrest on drugs for sex charges. The search for a successor to D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier will soon be getting underway after Lanier announced that she's leaving to take a new job as head of security at the NFL.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says she knows the current leadership of the D.C. Police Department very well.
I don't think we're going to need the services of a search firm. We will recruit within, and we will also take any interest from outside people.
And she says she'll look to Chief Lanier,
who can inform me about talent.
I like to think there is a ton of talent in MPD. We couldn't always say that.
Lanier says the department she's led for 10 years now is chock full of solid candidates.
I'm very fortunate that I had the opportunity to be associated with all of them. I would work for any one of them in a heartbeat.
At police headquarters, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities have now pulled a seventh body from the rubble of that apartment building in Silver Spring that was destroyed in an explosion and fire last week. The medical examiner still has not positively identified the first six they recovered. The heat wave we've been dealing with has now resulted in an extension of Metro's SafeTrack program.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says due to the weather and other safety concerns, there's now going to be weekend work starting immediately. Surge 7 involving switches will force the closure of the White Flint, Twin Brook, Rockville, and Shady Grove stations. Shuttle buses will be provided through Sunday night. Surge 8 moves back to Virginia starting the 27th, running through September 11th, will include three weekend shutdowns between Franconia Springfield and Van Dorn Street stations. Surge 9 from Vienna to West Falls Church now impacting travelers September 15th through October 26th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,552, the Nasdaq at 52,27. Sports, the Nats lose to Colorado, but Jason Worth extends his on-base streak to a career-best 44 games. The Orioles lose to the Red Sox, leaving them tied with Boston in second place in the AL East, a game behind Toronto. At the Olympics, Team USA now with 28 gold medals, 84 total. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel
on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway to the Wilson Bridge are delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now that's the inner loop side. Outer loop as you approach Route 4. That's where we had an incident quickly over to the shoulder, but a slight distraction. Suitland Parkway, big delays. Still trying to find the source of the backups here that begin near Route 5. Solid to DC 295, but if you're extending onto the inbound Douglas Bridge to South Capitol Street, that's where the delays take you. Also, 295 jammed across the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Had an earlier stall. That's long been cleared. Hot story of the morning for the past 2 hours has been 395. 395 is jammed as you leave 95, bumper to bumper across the 14th Street Bridge. The crash on the freeway that caused those big backups cleared. However, the new accident, the distraction is in the HOV lanes for our mainline commuters. So that HOV commuters slowing past the Pentagon, the left lane of two blocks. 66 volume delays, 270 without incident reported, but heavy through Urbana, Germantown, and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up this afternoon. Surface map showing a front off to the west of us, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog this afternoon. Mid-90s, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing with heavy rain and gusty winds. Good chance we'll have thunderstorms even overnight tonight, 75. Chance of leftover showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Leesburg, 77 in Damascus, and 82 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump makes a pitch for the African-American vote. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL. Coming up in 10 minutes, D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie, he runs the Judicial Committee. We'll talk to him about the resignation of Kat Lanier as police chief. And at the bottom of this hour, Gerard Robinson, former Secretary of Education in Virginia, talk about the Black Lives Matter manifesto, where they want to cut funding for charter schools. Who gets hurt the most by that? We'll talk about it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Susan Parisio, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, good friend of this program, and somebody who follows politics very closely. And Susan, we got news this morning, as they say. We all woke up and saw that there had been some changes made over at the Trump campaign. We got this guy, Steve Bannon, who was an executive at Breitbart. I guess he still is an executive at Breitbart, going in as the chief executive of the campaign. And Kellyanne Conway, a pollster, a fixture in this town for many years, is the new Trump campaign manager. Paul Manafort taking a smaller role, it appears. Your thoughts about this?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think this is interesting. You know, everybody's talking about the need for some kind of change in the Trump campaign at this pivotal moment here. It's August. There are less than 3 months now until the November election, and he's behind in battleground state polls and the national polls. So people are talking about what does he need to do to really pivot and make a big change. We've been talking about this quite a bit in his campaign, but now, of course, we're hitting this critical end of summer juncture when it's sort of a now or never feeling, right? And so we wake up this morning and, aha, another change. There have been several since he's launched his campaign. And this one's interesting because now you've got an experienced pollster. Kelly Conway has already been in the part of the campaign, a woman at the helm. And I'm wondering if she'll maybe listen to her. You know, it sounds like Manafort had Paul Manafort, had good intentions. Maybe the two of them weren't getting along very well. But you know, I'm wondering if he'll be listening to her a little more in the same way he listens to his daughter, Ivanka, about what he needs to do to win over some critical groups, including, and maybe most importantly, women voters. She's a pollster. She's a longtime political operative. She also used to work for Jack Kemp, who is someone who House Speaker Paul Ryan worked for, admired very much. So I just think there could be real opportunity here.
Let me ask you this, though, about that, because, I mean, you said that there was a thought that maybe there needed to be a change at the Trump campaign. Manafort was one of those who said, yeah, there does need to be a change. The candidate needs to be apparently more disciplined about his delivery of talking points and sticking to the script. And he is the guy who's in a diminished role. I'm looking at these two people, and I would say these are probably folks who would say, let Donald be Donald.
Maybe, but the other difference here is the messenger. I'm just wondering if he might listen to her more. I guess that's my point here. You know, she may be able to deliver the message in a different and more convincing way than Manafort. She is a pollster. She understands the voter base probably better than anyone in that campaign structure right now. She's been around Washington a long time. She's already been out there for Trump, proving herself. And again, I think, you know, I'm beginning to wonder, you know, he does, you know, everyone criticizes him and his relationship with women, but, you know, if you look at his company and you look at his campaign, he does, I wonder if it's the women he's more bound to listen to more than anybody else at this point. And I just wonder if she'll be able to communicate to him a little bit better. But you're right, Ryan, that she also may also be able to do that in a way that still lets Trump be Trump. I mean, that's the only path forward for him, because we've all kind of decided here inside the Beltway, oh, Trump cannot change. You know, and that's the problem here. There's time, but Trump can't seem to get away from his tendency to make these off-the-cuff remarks that drag down the whole debate and get him in trouble. Maybe she can do that. Maybe she can steer him to a path away from that. And I think that here, when I look at what happened today with this big shakeup, that's, you know, something that maybe the whole Trump campaign is looking for at this point.
Meanwhile, Susan Ferriccio, the news that the executive chairman of Breitbart News is shifting gears and becoming the CEO of the campaign. He's never run a campaign before, but he is a media figure. And according to Bob Costas, right up in the Washington Post, he's been advising Donald Trump directly for months now. I wonder what you or other journalists might say if we learned that Arianna Huffington was leaving the Huffington Post to work for the Clinton campaign, and she's been advising Hillary for the last several months. I mean, we know that the Huffington Post is pro-Hillary, but still, there is a concerning factor there between the bleeding between media role and political role, isn't there?
There is. Now there's sunlight upon it, Larry, but do we really think that this hasn't been going on to some degree in ways that we just don't know about?
Well, again, I know that the Breitbart site has been pro-Trump, just as the Huffington Post site has been pro-Hillary, but did I think that the executive of the company was on the phone with Donald Trump giving him direct advice on how to run his campaign? No. I naive?
But Larry, don't you think that, you know, this has been going on for years to some degree? I'm very cynical about the press, probably because I'm a member of it, but don't you think, I mean, we all criticize the media on the left. I mean, you know, there's so much collaboration, obvious and subtle and this and that. At this point...
Well, let me tell you something. If we knew for a fact that George Stephanopoulos was advising Hillary Clinton, we would be screaming bloody murder about it here on Talk Radio.
We would be, but I find it outrageous that he's hosting the Sunday talk show and he used to work for the Clintons. It's already there, is what I have to say. And you're right. But you're right, Larry. I know you work for Breitbart, and I know the changes that have happened there. And this is truly not a good thing for journalism for this to happen in such a big, obvious way. But in my cynical view, it's been going on in ways that we just, you know, have been really hidden. I think the public knows it.
I agree. I guess it does. And it does feed into that cynicism, which, again, I don't know is good for our business necessarily.
It's not. It's terrible. That's why the media has looked down upon it so much right now. You know, the people don't trust us anymore. There's good reason.
Let me ask you about this. Are down-ticket Republicans nervous about things right now?
Yes, because, you know, they've been nervous for a long time about Trump at the top of the ballot. And they think that if there's a big enough gap between Trump and Hillary, that it's just going to make it impossible for these really close races in these battleground states where you're looking at 3-point races that they're going to lose, and they're going to lose the majority in the Senate. But I would point to an interview with the New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan a few days ago, where someone was asking her whether Hillary Clinton is trustworthy, and she couldn't answer the question.
Right.
She's a Democrat. That's a 3-point race that she just she just try to work her way around the question mm-hmm. without answering it. Because
oh, yeah.
what about Hillary Clinton's effect on the ballot from these close races?
It's a conversation, under Susan. Yeah. It is. I was on Fox News yesterday, battling a Democrat pundit, and I just said straight to her, well, do you think Hillary Clinton lied? They can't answer the question. They can't answer the question, Susan. It is definitely a way for the Republicans in the House and Senate to turn things on to their opponents.
Right. And what it will do is, I think people talk about Trump's effect down the ballot in these battleground states, but they both have low ratings for trustworthiness, and they both have low favorability ratings. And I kind of believe that if people are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, like everybody seems mm-hmm. to be predicting right now, that they may say, okay, I'll hold my nose yeah. and vote for Clinton, but I'm going to hang on to my Republican center. You know, split the ballot, if you will. And that's a real possibility. Pollsters talk about that all the time.
So we got to leave it right there, Susan. We're out of time. But thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure, and I appreciate your insights.
Thanks, guys.
It's now 8:15.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 95 as we push northbound. Pretty much cleared out through Stafford and Aquia. It's Dale City to Woodbridge. Slow, and then as you push through Newington, delays go on to each loop of the Beltway, but really the heaviest stretch on to 395 across the 14th Street Bridge and into town. In the HOV lanes, we're also stop and go to get past the Pentagon. Still just the right lane gets by where we had the bus accident. On 66, volume delays, toll road will start to slow to merge onto the inner loop, heavy volume toward the American Legion Bridge. Through Sterling, south on 28, it's just been, again, the morning rush hour, collecting those delays, heading down toward the toll road. 270 slowing out of Frederick through Urbana, Germantown, and Rockville. So starting to see a pretty solid lineup on 270 and on 95 back near the ICC heading down to the Beltway. Beltsville, heads up if you can, avoid 201 Edmonston Road between Cherrywood Lane and Powder Mill Road. Crews are dealing with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We've got thunderstorms today, and some of them could be severe later in the afternoon with heavy rain and gusty winds. Now, up until those scattered showers develop, we'll just have partly cloudy skies early in the day. Today's high, 94 degrees. Tonight, those showers and thunderstorms I just mentioned, and they become more widespread overnight with a low of 75. And then tomorrow we'll start our day cloudy, and we may have a stray shower possible in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 90 degrees. Right now, it's 82 at 8:17.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
D.C. Councilmember Kenya McDuffie is a councilmember for Ward 5, and he's also the chair of the Judiciary Committee, so it's very good to talk to him today about the resignation of Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Councilmember.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with this. Looking back on the legacy of Police Chief Lanier, and to me, I think you judge a police chief on two major criteria. Is the city safer and more crime-free than when they started? And did they properly adjudicate their job with regard to the police officers themselves? So on those two criteria, how do you think Police Chief Lanier did?
Well, I think the chief did a great job. She's definitely been a consummate professional in terms of being able to adjudicate herself as a big city police chief. I think in terms of whether or not the city's safer, statistically, the city is safer than when she started as chief 10 years ago. But it depends on who you ask. There are a lot of residents throughout the District of Columbia who feel like they aren't safe. And so I think the chief would even mention that that really is more in the eyes of the beholder. I think overall she did a great job. I think we've seen some positive strides in the District of Columbia in terms of policing over her 10-year tenure. And quite frankly, I'm thankful that she decided to commit 26 years of her career to the residents and visitors to the District of Columbia. It really shows how much she cares about public service and really trying to keep residents safe.
Well, I mean, she's going to have served in that role just 4 months short of 10 years, a full decade. And that's, as police chiefs in major cities go, that's a pretty good run. I would say that many people observe that she manages up very well. In other words, to the political people that she has to deal with, she's great. Now, many people have offered criticism of the fact that she doesn't manage down very well. And this is evidenced by the fact that rank and file people are not exactly pleased with Kathy Lanier. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that's a criticism that I've heard in the past. I talk to officers all the time, rank and file, and really it's a mixed bag. I think the chief would agree, though, that you're not going to be able to please all the folks who work for you all of the time. You're talking about an agency upwards of 5,000 employees, and so I think that's to be expected. Mm-hmm. I will say that we have, in the District of Columbia, one of the best police departments in the nation. Our policies and procedures are looked to as models for other jurisdictions. We've had our troubles in the past. I have heard that criticism. Morale is an issue. Right now you've got a retirement bubble right now, as well as some other attrition issues that have less to do with people retiring and more to do with certain officers who don't stay on long before they bolt for other jurisdictions. And so that definitely is something that presents a challenge. I think not having stability of a chief who's been there for 10 years but also been on the force for 26 years is going to be really difficult as we look to our next chief.
You're the chair of the Judiciary Committee there, Councilmember McDuffie, so you're going to be involved in finding Chief Lanier's replacement. First of all, when did you learn of this?
I learned of it yesterday. I was in the middle of talking. I was talking to some officers, really just having a more of a listening session where I wanted to hear from some of the rank and file, some of the concerns that they have, things that are going well and things that are not going so well. And I received a tweet from my staff in the middle of that conversation.
So you haven't had a whole lot of, you didn't get a whole lot of lead time on this one.
I did not. I did not get a whole lot of lead time. I don't think many people got a lot of lead time, and I think it frankly surprised some people. I don't know that I would say I was surprised by this. I mean, she spent 26 years of her career here. Again, almost 10 years. That's a lot for a big city urban police chief. And, you know, I'm happy that she's been here and committed so much of her time to the District of Columbia. And I wish her nothing but the best in her future career plan.
All right. How do you go about choosing a replacement? What happens? The mayor's call, right?
It's the mayor's call in terms of who she appoints. It's my hope that she's going to engage council members and importantly engage the public as well as other stakeholders like the police union.
Do you get a sense there's going to be an outside search, or are they going to go inside?
Well, my position is that we should always look inside first to anybody who's qualified, who brings the experience to bear to be able to run the department. I think they should get a really serious consideration. But I also think that you should broaden the net because whoever comes in next is going to have a real breadth of experience in leadership to be able to coordinate and not only run our department with all those employees, 3,800 officers and another 1,000 employees administratively, but you also have to coordinate with the other dozens of law enforcement departments here in the nation's capital. So it presents some really unique challenges that we need to be mindful of when we consider who's going to be the next police chief.
All right. And just one quick thing on process, though, and it's just to inform me and the listeners, frankly, because I don't know. After the mayor chooses this person, is there any sort of confirmation process? Do you have any say in this?
There's a confirmation process. The mayor appoints. The council considers the nominee and ultimately votes on the mayor's nominee.
Can you override her choice?
We could. I mean, we could very well do so. But, it's my hope, and as it's really been the case in the past, the mayor understands how important this is. Council members, I think I can speak for my colleagues, understand how important the police chief is in the nation's capital and really making sure that we maintain the utmost in terms of public safety and making our residents and visitors feel safe. And so we want to work together on this. We want to have this happen as efficient as possible. We understand that the chief has said that she's going to resign in about a month from now. And so we really don't have a long time frame.
You got to get going on
it. I'm not sure if we can get this done by the end of the year. So we want to hurry up and do it swiftly, but do it thoroughly.
Very quickly, there's this video that's out there of an African-American woman being stopped by a police officer and held against a police car, literally in midair. And I understand there's an investigation. Did you see that video? Were you troubled by that?
Absolutely, I saw the video, and I was troubled by it. It's about a 45-second video. Obviously, I'm not sure what happened or transpired leading up to that, but to see what I saw in the 45 seconds where officer literally has a woman off of her feet, a small-frame woman off of her feet, And to find out that there, it's my understanding that there wasn't an arrest in the case, raises some serious concerns about the level of force that was used and whether or not it was reasonable. So I did reach out to the chief directly, asked to make sure that there was an investigation and that it happened swiftly, but again, that it happened thoroughly so that we can understand the circumstances and whether or not the force was
reasonable. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie. Greatly appreciated. It's now 8:24 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we have all lanes reopened. Virginia 395 in the HOV lanes near the Pentagon. So that crash is gone. Now recovering in those HOV lanes. The main lines, though, jam Newington across the 14th Street Bridge. It's just been a tough morning with incidents currently giving you the all clear. Heading through East Falls Church on Route 50. Looks like we have a backup in each direction near Annandale Road with the crash. 66 just been about the volume, intensifying with the delays on 28 now in Sterling. It was just the volume down toward the toll road, but now it looks like just before you get to the exit for the toll road for the crash, response on the way. 270, a lot of volume with us this morning. 201 Edmonston Road, very heavy near Cherrywood Lane due to a crash. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds locked in, patchy fog this morning, showers, thunderstorms coming. Cold front to the west of us will approach 94 this afternoon. Some of these storms may contain heavy rain, gusty winds right on through tonight as we drop down to 75. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 degrees at 8:27.
You know, it's been hot the last few days. I mean, really, really hot. I know you've been loving the air conditioning, but as you sit in your home, I think you have to ask yourself, am I getting the most out of my air conditioning? And how much of what I'm cooling down in the house is getting lost through leaky, energy-inefficient windows? Well, it could be quite a bit if you have old-grade, builder-grade windows in your house. What you need are some Thompson Creek Window Company windows in your house, because people find that when they put them in, one of the things that they notice right away, the electricity bill, utility bills go down dramatically, because Thompson Creek windows keep the cold air on the inside and the hot air on the outside. And by the way, in the winter, it's the reverse. They keep the warm air in and the cold air out. Listen, now would be a great time for you to pick up the phone and call the Thompson Creek Window Company. They make a great window. And right now, the biggest window sale of the year. I'm not kidding. 25% off every single window you install. This is the time to take action. It doesn't get any better than this. Pick up your phone right now. Keep the cool air in, the hot, humid air on the outside. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd. CNBC.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, the Black Lives Matter movement wants charter schools defunded. Well, will that actually hurt African-American students in America? We'll ask Gerard Robinson, the former Secretary of Education in Virginia, coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Less than 3 months before Election Day, Donald Trump's campaign is undergoing a major staff shakeup. Steve Bannon is being added as chief executive, Kellyanne Conway as campaign manager, although the campaign says Paul Manafort will stay on as campaign chairman.
There was tension between Paul Manafort and Donald Trump, so much so that sources tell CNN that they felt that there might be a shakeup, that a shakeup was imminent, and that they heard that Paul Manafort and Donald Trump were both telling friends about the friction within their relationship.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes. Russian warplanes have once again taken off from Iran for another day of airstrikes against ISIS in Syria.
The use of an Iranian base is significant militarily because it brings these Russian bombers much closer to the target zone. It means they don't need to carry as much fuel as from southern Russia. They can carry more bombs, and so it could enable a significant intensification of the bombing campaign.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. The latest toll from the flooding in Louisiana is now at least 11 people dead, 40,000 homes damaged, and authorities say it's not over. People in some areas are beginning the recovery and cleanup process as the waters recede, but other areas have now been hit with flooding as the water travels downstream. Montgomery County authorities have recovered another body from the rubble of that burned-out apartment building in Silver Spring. That makes 7 victims in all whose bodies have now been recovered. The new interim mayor of Fairfax will be sworn in a couple of hours. Last night, the city council named former councilman Steve Stombrace to take the interim position until a February 7th special election. Kids in Virginia did slightly better on their standards of learning tests last year. Results announced yesterday show that statewide there was a 1 percentage point increase overall in the number of students who demonstrated proficiency in reading, math, and science. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the NASDAQ at 5227. Sports, the Nats lose as the Rockies' bullpen holds Washington scoreless over 6 innings. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox, and in Rio, Team USA picks up more medals, bringing the total so far to 84, including 28 gold. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You love the beach so much, you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltsville area, if you can, please avoid 201 Edmonston Avenue. Still trying to get to the source of the big delays. Please tell me they're working a crash on Cherrywood Lane at 201 Edmonston. However, the big delays almost coming off of what looks like Route 1 as you come off of 212 to get onto southbound 201 Edmonston Road. So again, please, extra time if you are in that area or try to avoid. On 95, still slow just south of the ICC to get onto each loop of the Beltway. Inner loop was into that sun glare over toward College Park. Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows near 32 to get past 197 and again inside the Beltway down toward Riverdale Road. 270 volume, 395. Accident on the freeways cleared. Accident in the HOV lanes at the Pentagon gone. Still delays, though, about 45 minutes coming in from near Edsel Road into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog, too. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms, 94. Those scattered storms will continue tonight, maybe even overnight, with heavy rain and gusty winds, 75. And we'll back it off tomorrow to near 90 with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 in Vienna, 81 in Greenbelt, 82 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
837 on WMAL. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and we are pleased to be joined now by the former Secretary of Education for the state of Virginia and for the Commissioner of Education for the state of Florida. He is Gerard Robinson. He's also a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute now in his bailiwick there is education policy. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
So the Black Lives Matter movement, they put out this manifesto that sounded like it was ghostwritten by Karl Marx. Maybe Bernie Sanders helped a little bit. And one of the things they asked for really was dumbfounding. I mean, listen, a lot of it made no sense to me. But by saying that we need to take money out of charter schools, that makes no sense. It seems to me that charter schools in the inner city actually help minority children the most. What am I missing here?
Well, you're actually not missing anything. If you take a look at the Cato report from Stanford University, a number of reports from Harvard and MIT, two things stand out. African-American students, on average, have a higher percentage of students enrolled in certain charter schools in certain urban areas than traditional schools. Number two, the African-American students, as well as Hispanic, working-class whites and others who are in those schools actually not only perform better, but they're actually meeting the demand that parents want, which are different options within the public school system. So taking money away will actually harm parents' demands.
Okay. Well, and so is there any voice of reason there that can actually speak out to the, I mean, let me ask it this way. Why would Black Lives Matter, knowing this fact, knowing these details, why would that movement want to specifically lobby for an issue that's going to hurt minority children?
Well, it depends upon what side of the room you stand on. So a number of members of Black Lives Matter are pretty clear. Many of them either have attended schools or live in neighborhoods where their schools are simply challenged. And so from their perspective, they said, tell you what, if my public school is challenged, why don't I take money away from charter schools and give it to my school? From their vantage point, that actually makes sense. From another vantage point, you realize that public schools in many areas actually have a lot of money. Sometimes it's not as much an issue of revenue as it is expenditures. But one thing I will say is, by Black Lives Matter at least raising the question about what role money plays in education, it is brought into the conversation of how money matters, and particularly how it matters for charter schools, which I think matters a lot.
I see another element here, and I may be off base, and I just really want to know your straight-from-the-shoulder assessment of this. You got Black Lives Matter, got the NAACP saying we need to cut back on charter schools. There's another organization out there that doesn't like charter schools, and that's teachers' unions. They don't like them by and large, and the teachers' unions have been very strong saying that we need to return the money back to traditional schools, which, you know, many people think are not working. Do you find it interesting of that connection between those three organizations? I mean, many people have looked at Black Lives Matter and wonder where their funding comes from, how they operate, and all that kind of stuff. Are they, do you think, somehow being supported by the teachers' unions or union officials in that regard?
They may be. I've heard that, but I have no documentation to validate the claim. But what I will say is, while there are members of the NEA, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers who are opposed to charter schools. In fact, there are a number of charter schools throughout the United States that are actually created by teachers, whether they are members of a formal union,
that's right,
or whether they work in a right-to-work state. So it's mixed. And it's when, you know, one thing we should also remember, the first two states that actually passed charter laws, Minnesota and California, those laws were created to empower teachers to actually create schools or to have more flexibility within the classroom to do something radically different. And those were actually supported by union members and supported by members of the Democratic Party. So when we look 2016 and have the debate about, you know, which organization's funding which group, you know, it's odd to remember or think about charter schools in many ways was driven by people who thought teachers matter.
So what, in your opinion, based on your expertise and experience, when we see what's happening in a city like Milwaukee, where people, you know, the city is burning right now, and we know that it is not a direct reaction to the officer-involved shooting in question, because the facts of that officer-involved shooting contradict any suggestion that it was race-induced. So we hear from all these smart people that they're upset about their poverty, they're upset about their situation, they're upset about their political representation. From your perspective, what would be the best remedy right now to help those impoverished inner city youth who are feeling the pain?
I actually lived in Milwaukee from 2004 to 2006 when I worked as a senior fellow at the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University. And I moved to Milwaukee, in fact, to understand how a major American city, which had major changes in labor economics in the 1970s, began to lose its population, began to see an uptick in the level of poverty and joblessness, to figure out what role could education play. Now, Milwaukee is a city that's got really two Milwaukees, one that's, you know, prospering, doing quite well, and another that's not. I can tell you firsthand that the level of poverty that I see, that I actually witnessed in Milwaukee, was unlike other cities I've lived in. And you have a generation of African-American men who are either unemployed or unemployable, or more importantly, they have the highest incarceration rate per capita for Black men in the country. There are two things we can do to change that. Number one is to make sure that there are jobs in those cities, but more importantly, making sure they have the education needed to
get those jobs,
the kind of
right.
jobs needed.
Yeah. Well, very interesting stuff. And so do you think this will have an impact or not? The fact that these groups are calling for cutbacks.
I think the fallback from this will be, A, people will say, you know what, how does money matter? And I think that's always a good conversation. Number two, parents who have their children in charter schools will speak up and say, wait a minute, I don't know about your neighborhood, but in my neighborhood, my charter school works. Mm-hmm. And the more we allow parents to speak, it kind of tames some of the rhetoric with some of the reality about why charters make sense.
All right.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Gerard Robinson. Again, former Commissioner of Education for Florida and the former Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's now at American Enterprise Institute. And it's nice to have that voice because it's getting drowned out, sadly, by so many of the political opportunists that we see on television talking about Black Lives Matter and the movement. Thank you so much, sir.
It is now 8:44.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse. It's the professional landlords of rent estate. That's what they call themselves. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Renting your home is such a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such high demand. I mean, rent prices are through the roof, right? Well, why not take advantage of that by being a landlord, renting your home? Suddenly, your home, your property, it becomes a cash register that rings every month just for you, and you get that cash flow, plus you get all of the benefits of home ownership. The problem is, you got to do all of the work of being a landlord, like finding a tenant and handling paperwork and the rent collection and the 3 a.m. phone calls. Well, that's where Renter's Warehouse come in. They're going to do all of that for a flat fee of just $80 a month, and they're going to find that tenant for you on average in just 17 days. Why don't you find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis? Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it's the grids in the district right now that we are just solid gridlock because of the situation with the blown transformer from the 2 days ago. We still have L Street shut down between 18th and 19th Street. 18th Street, a stretch of that's closed between K and M. So we have 19th Street just jam solid. K Street's coming to a standstill right in that area as you come off of the Whitehurst Freeway and try to work up toward that stretch. So again, L Street is still closed because of the transformer fire, and expect those delays and try to avoid the area, but extra time for everyone through that stretch. Inbound on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, right before you get there, the stalled car, 395 still jammed solid as you come through Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, George Washington Parkway slow to merge on, Beltsville Edmonston area, the crash on 201 near Cherrywood Lane, 270 about the volume right now, mostly through Clarksburg, Germantown, and Rockville. Looks like we're clearing out through Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up this afternoon. Surface map showing a front off to the west of us, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning, patchy fog. This afternoon, mid-90s, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing with heavy rain and gusty winds. Good chance we'll have thunderstorms even overnight tonight, 75. Chance of leftover showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
Let me take a selfie.
I cannot believe he's done it again. I mean, seriously, Anthony Weiner caught once again with what can best be described as creepy, flirtatious text messages and instant messages with some anonymous person. Now, I stop and say person because by all indications, according to this report in the New York Post, Anthony Weiner believed he was talking to a young woman, as we know he has wont to do on the internet.
Yeah, sometimes.
You don't need me to go through all of his past and all of the various Weiner tweets that he did back when he was tweeting. But now, according to this report, he was talking to what he thought was a young woman, but it was really a dude who was catfishing him. He was actually a Republican dude who created a persona and basically tried to bait Anthony Weiner into hot, flirty talk, and that's exactly what he did. Now, Weiner now says, oh, I knew that. I knew that's what they were doing. I meant to do that.
Oh, my God.
So I was just playing along, you know. Okay, if you're Anthony Weiner and you think somebody's trying to trap you in some sort of online sex talk, you would play along?
Yeah.
That'd be the smart thing to do. Oh, hey, Huba, I've got an idea. Come here. Help me out here, Huba. This is going to be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's the deal. He says now that his emotional wiring isn't fully connected.
No, really.
This man is the husband of Hillary Clinton's closest confidant.
Don't you imagine that Hillary and Huma have some pretty interesting conversations about the men in their life from time to time? Don't you imagine? Can you imagine them sitting back and, you know, throwing back a beer or something and just saying, yeah, well, you think that's bad?
I don't know which is worse at this point. I mean, I guess nobody has accused Anthony Weiner of sexual assault, so he does have one up on Bill on that one. But we shall see. Let's get serious for a moment. Huma Abedin is going to be has been the closest confidant of Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She will have a security clearance, even despite what I believe eventually will come, which is some sort of administrative reprimand from the State Department over her use of a email server.
Mm-hmm.
Won't happen to Hillary, but it'll happen to Huma. Typical. But she's going to still be there. She's going to be right there at the right-hand man of Hillary Clinton if she wins the White House November 8th.
This is true.
And then she will go to bed every night with this guy. This guy, the walk-in, if you go to Webster's and look for a description of a security risk, there's a picture of Anthony Weiner, yeah. And sadly, it's not a picture you want to see.
No,
and she'll be doing pillow talk with a woman who is right next door to the most powerful person in America. This is a bad thing. Anthony Weiner, yes, your wiring is definitely not fully connected.
It's 850.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes when you lose the pain, you also lose the pleasure. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Let's say you're having an argument with your spouse and you just took acetaminophen. You could be less understanding of what you did to hurt your spouse's feelings. That's the headline from researchers at Ohio State. They took a group of college students and gave half of them acetaminophen and the other half a placebo. Then they all read 8 sad short stories and were asked to rate the pain of the person in each scenario. The placebo group rated the pain highly. The acetaminophen group didn't think it was that big of a deal. Now, the findings are consistent with a 2004 study that found that the part of the brain that's activated when you're feeling pain is the same part that's activated when you're picturing someone else feeling pain. Up next, researchers are going to take a closer look at ibuprofen. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
You know, I often talk about Ackerman Security, and I just want to recount something for you about why it makes sense to go to Ackerman. First of all, it's a great service. Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. But here's another reason. How much are you paying for your current security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50, even more a month? Well, you don't need to be paying that much to get great service. For example, at Ackerman, you can get burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time starting at only $19.95. $25 a month. And if you like high technology stuff and you want to be able to a little bit more, you want to see like screenshots of what's going on in your house when you're not there, video clips, be alerted when people come in and out of your house, or operate your lights, your locks, your thermostats through a smartphone or tablet, you can get that at Ackerman for just a few dollars more. It's very high tech and very secure. And here's another thing. Right now, if you call Ackerman and you mention WMAL, you get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. So it doesn't, you're going to pay less, and you're going to get a great service. And for 3 months, you're not going to pay anything at all. What are you waiting on? Here's the number, 888-999-1070. 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
It's 8:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. 395's been the story all morning here trying to get into town. Somebody sat in the backups too long and now they're broken down. 395 after you come off of the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge in the left lane. Tow truck is on the way. Still have delays. Summer's actually in our favor. Our delays right now out of Shirlington, but solid across the 14th Street Bridge to the latest problem on your main avenue. Heavy on the George Washington Parkway each direction. 66 jammed to get across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge where we had a stalled car there as well. Gridlock in through town. We still have L Street closed because of the transformer fire. So L Street Northwest closed between 18th and 19th. The stretch of 18th is closed. So if you're in that corridor anywhere on 19th, Hay Street coming off the Whitehorse Freeway, you're feeling the effects of that closure. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We cold front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, and maybe through the overnight hours tonight. Could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 degrees at 8:57.
This is Chris Plant. Let me tell you what my best girl and I do when we want to have fun. We head on over to Elite Shooting Sports, the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range. Sure, you can go to a movie or dinner, but at Elite Shooting Sports, we spend time together, have fun, and feel empowered. Now that's a date night. Elite Shooting Sports is also a great place to hold your corporate and team-building events. For more information, visit EliteShootingSports.com. EliteShootingSports.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
That's it.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Coming up in just 8 hours, I'll drive you home on Washington's Drive at 5, and we'll get you up to date on the developments of today's big news stories. And coming up right here next, it's the Chris Plant Show. Good morning,
hey,
Chris Plant.
Hey, this is very exciting. I've run out of time.